You're listening to a podcast from 702.
I've got Thandi Mahambehlala now on the line, who's a parliamentary chairperson of that portfolio committee on tourism. And I'm going to go back to your calls and your WhatsApps shortly. Thandi, thank you so much for making time for us. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. How are you?
I'm all right. I just want to first clarify whether or not the tourism minister, Liniwe Sisulu, sent you guys an apology yesterday. You were not happy when she didn't pitch for that meeting and only came a little later.
Clement, the minister sent an apology to say she had a cabinet committee meeting at the same time.
Yeah.
But what was not clear whether she will join the meeting later. However, at the tail end of the meeting, she arrived, sat for a few minutes and left. And told us that if we want her, she will be in her office.
What?
She didn't think that she must sit in the meeting.
How is this behavior allowed to continue, Thandi? Because you as the committee have actually summoned her before to attend portfolio committee meetings to respond to a number of outstanding issues. And I remember instead of just going to the committee and explaining what's happened, she then decided to take legal advice and said she'll be challenging the committee's decision to issue the summons. And you've got to ask whether this is not arrogance, right? Why this behavior continues to happen, where she clearly, from what you're telling us and what's happened before, she doesn't take the committee seriously, which has oversight responsibility over her department.
Clement, that was the sentiments of the portfolio committee. Indeed, you are correct to say her attendance yesterday was mainly for the issue at hand, which is an uproar in the country with the Tottenham Hotspur. However, she still has an outstanding summons. And the legal department of parliament had advised us what to do after she failed to honor the summons by parliament, and decided to send a legal counsel to our portfolio committee, which was inappropriate and wrong, which was also chased away by the portfolio committee on that day.
Okay.
So, that's the story of our lives in that committee.
Okay, I want to ask clarity around the parameters and the authority that the portfolio committee said. You said yesterday that this deal ends here and now. And when I was watching that, I thought, is it that overreach? I mean, as the committee, I know you can object to things. You've got a right and authority to object to things as part of your oversight work. But can you tell the department or an agency that you will not do this? Or do you object, raise your concerns, throw it back to them to go and deliberate and come back to you?
Clement, let me make this point again and reiterate it, so that we move in unison on this matter. Funds of boards and departments are monies appropriated by Parliament of the Republic of South Africa. The Portfolio Committee does oversight, hold the executive accountable and what have you, but over and above that, we are the representatives of society because we are voted by the people to the positions that we hold through the political parties that we represent in Parliament.
Mm.
Now, the Portfolio Committee has a power and authority to reject. To reject the budget, to reject whatever that is inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Parliament and the committee has the right to do that, vested upon Parliament and the committee through the Rules Book of Parliament and other legislations that governs and guides parliamentarians to execute their responsibility.
Yeah.
We have said, without fear of contradictions, that the deal between Tottenham Hotspur and SAP, it's ended. One, you can never bring in South Africa English Premier League or soccer team without South African Football Association. That act is undermining both that entity, which is called SAFA, and South Africans at large. And you cannot boldly say in public that this deal has got nothing with soccer and come to Parliament and say this Premier League will be playing in our sports grounds, but without the involvement of SAFA.
Yeah, yeah.
Incorrect.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
There is something called interdepartmental programs and interactions in our country that enables us as a state, as entities, as legislators, to come together and make it a point that we execute a program that will benefit South Africa, inclusive of every stakeholder.
Yeah.
Now, if you talk about this deal, in the presentation, it does not even indicate how is it going to benefit South Africans, how is it going to benefit professional footballers of this country who are ambitious to be international football players tomorrow.
Got it.
It doesn't say that.
Yeah, yes. And I hear that, Tandi. What I wanted to clarify is, because you're saying as the committee, you can reject, right, even the budget. But can you instruct?
Yes, we can.
Mm.
Because part of the decision that we made yesterday is to say, as a portfolio committee, we will write to the Minister of Finance, to the President, and say there must be a reprioritization of that 1 billion. And how we do that as a portfolio committee, we write to the Speaker of the National Assembly to say, this is our decision as a portfolio committee. Can you please assist us to implement this decision? Then the Speaker will write to both the President and the Finance Minister on our behalf as a portfolio committee, whether she attaches our letter, where we put categorically why we think this should happen.
Yeah.
It is her purview. So this is how we conduct the business of
Where do you want the money to be reprioritized to?
Look, Clemens, on national television, for instance, if SAT, we are to leverage on what they said in the presentation to say, with this Tottenham Hotspur, they want to inspire people in villages, right? There's a village in South Africa where people are crossing the river in a locked jam. For them to access health facilities, buy groceries, go to town, they are locked in that drum to cross the river and get there. That money can also be used there so that we are able to say tomorrow, hey, Tottenham Hotspur, can you please assist the country, invest there, build a bridge and what have you. But charity begins at home. That's what we are saying.
All right.
So you can't inspire confidence to people in our villages, in our townships, when there are things that we need to ensure that they are corrected.
So fix at home first. Got it. Tandi Mohammed-Hlala, the parliamentary chairperson for that portfolio committee on tourism. I really appreciate your time.